On Sunday we prayed, O Lord, mercifully hear our prayers, and having set us free from the bonds of our sins, deliver us from every evil. Today is Shrove Tuesday, the last day of Mardi Gras, where people take the opportunity to eat and celebrate before the fast of Lent begins. It is also known as Fat Tuesday because housewives would use all the shortening in the house before it was banned as part of the Lenten regulations. Does God set us free from the bonds of our sins and deliver us from every evil because we give up dairy products, fats, and meat during Lent? Such restraint may help us focus on the truth that Jesus died and rose again to pay the price of our sin, but giving up a beloved item does not earn us God's love. And taking the 12, Jesus said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. During the coming 40 days, we will seek to know more about the Father's love, which caused him to sacrifice his only begotten Son to redeem us from sin, death, and the power of the devil." From the first pages of the Bible through the Old Testament, we find the promise of salvation because of God's love. May our Lord bless us as we ponder Jesus' suffering and death as we prepare for his glorious resurrection. Amen.